Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffiths Show underway, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee and Refreshment Services Pepsi. Have yourself a delicious, delicious cup of Harvest Ridge, as I do every morning here at the Radio Ranch. You can get it at home. You can get it at your office, or you can find it out and about at your favorite convenience store. And you'll love Harvest Ridge the same way that every WTAD listener does and should. We're going to talk today about the Quincy Park District, and we've got two great people here to talk about that with us. First, we're going to introduce Kyle Jacoby to the WTAD listening audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kyle, and what you do for the Quincy Park District, please.
I'm a recreation program manager for at the Park District, so I'm in charge of a lot of the programs, activities, and a lot of different things going on in the parks.
So when people think of the parks and they think of activities, that's what a lot of people think of, and you're the guy that makes that happen.
I do most of them.
You have other people that help, right?
Yep.
It's not a one-man show. And then, of course, overriding everything and making sure the money's okay and making sure the mission statement is put out, that's the job of the executive director, Rome Frericks, who is here today. Welcome back, Rome.
Good morning, Mary. How are you today?
You've been at the Park District for a long time.
How 20 long? Years
20
now.
Years. Wow. We'll talk later because, you know, really, in a sense, things haven't changed in the sense that the parks are still there, but it's constantly, you have to constantly be maintaining and improving, don't you? It's not just like land and you just got to oversee it. It's not a wilderness.
Each and every day. We're up to 1,025 acres now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But let's talk about some of the fun stuff that's going on with Kyle here first. Went to the park board meeting last night, and they were talking about how 400 kids have already signed up for soccer and hoping to have probably 800 kids or more for youth soccer this year. Talk a little bit about all of the recreation programs. I mean, you may not even be able to get to them all. We only have until 10 o'clock. But Kyle Jacoby, talk a little bit to our WTAD listening audience about some of the things that people know about or things they might be surprised about. We'll do the normal stuff first, and then we'll get to the weirdo stuff, if there is such a thing.
Sounds
okay?
Good. Start off with soccer, as you mentioned. That we have our youth spring soccer coming up. Our deadline for that is March 7th. So if you want to get signed up, start getting in there now. The league will start April 14th. We have our baseball sign up going on right now. Everything for sign up's already going. Registration deadline for our competitive is March 14th, and our park league is March 21st. A lot of deadlines for those, and our T-ball doesn't end until May 2nd, so you got a little bit longer for that.
Okay, so a little bit more time to sign up for T-ball, but again, these are chances for children to get out and get involved. Do you have to be a resident of the Quincy Park District boundaries to be on these teams?
So you do not. So you can sign up even if you're from Hannibal or any other small town. We'll take everybody in. That's how we get high numbers a lot of times. A lot of small town kids want to do programs and activities as well.
Well, it's nice. I mean, you know, we've talked about this, and Rome and I have joked about this at park board meetings in the past. The citizens who live within the boundaries have to pay for everything, but it really is an option that's open to all.
Yep.
So thank you, Payson. Thank you, Liberty. Come on in. But while you're here, please have a meal or do something, right, so that we can regain some kind of money in our tax base. But it's nice that you're not trying to restrict anybody from swimming in the pool or playing on the golf course or a kid doing T-ball. You're going to let them come in and let them get involved.
Yep, trying to get everybody included is our goal.
Is there any sport? I mean, we've all heard of T-ball. We've all heard of baseball and soccer. Is there anything? I remember when disc golf first came to Quincy. I had to be explained. You know, I didn't know what it was. Are there some unusual things that I'm not aware of that Quincy offers that some people might be surprised that we offer that at the Quincy Park District?
It's
probably not unusual to you, so I'm asking you if you're like, everything's usual to me. But
pretty much normal. We do have now with pickleball, we have two different lessons going on for that. So go to our website and you can sign up for those. Those are our registration ones, so they fill up pretty fast.
I was going to say, pickleball courts in Quincy, some of the tennis courts have been converted. You can hop in, Rome, but some of those tennis courts that I played on when I was a kid, some of them have now been converted to pickleball courts. That's just one way that you kind of gauge the community and make adjustments as necessary. Less tennis players, more pickleball players?
Yeah, I mean, pickleball is the number one growing sport, 55 and older. So we have our dedicated courts. You know, we have six of them at Berry Ann, two at Johnson Park, Then we have the six at Upper Mormon. But then at Reservoir, we converted the front four courts and put eight pickleball courts there as well, just to take some of the pressure off of the other courts. And then also at night, those are lit. So that way, if people want to play later in the summer, they have the opportunity to go to Reservoir Park on 24th Street there, yeah, and play as late as they want to.
But there's still tennis available at Reservoir.
Absolutely.
And other places,
yep.
Yeah. So you're gauging, you know, you want to have the best use of the area. And that's good. That's wise. I remember when I was a little kid riding my bike to Reservoir Park to take those tennis lessons, you know, learn how to play tennis. And now, of course, pickleball is the main thing. One thing about these soccer and baseball and all this, you need fields to do all this. Have you got adequate field capacity? I know that recently the Park District has expanded some of its field capacity and is working hard to improve some of its playing surfaces. Are you finding you have enough room?
Yep, we have enough room going on now with the add-on of all the new soccer fields. So it's helping out. And with the baseball fields, we have enough space with adding the T-ball fields up at Wavering. So those will fit in, and we'll be able to do some 8U up there as well.
Is a T-ball field different? I mean, is it a just like pickleball? Is it a designated field just for T-ball? Is it
They're
shorter
just
dimensions?
Smaller, yeah.
Yeah.
So
10 and under.
10 and under.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, is the distance between the bases less?
The bases are all different.
Yeah.
Okay,
lanes,
so it
yes.
is a smaller thing. So it's not like you can play T-ball on a regular field if that's all you have, but you've got some specialized T-ball fields so that they don't have to run.
Yeah, so all five of our baseball, softball, T-ball fields are all turfed. So they drain 44 inches of rain per hour. So they're only getting canceled if it's lightning.
Okay.
So that's why we don't really have any makeup games or anything like that, because the coaches are playing unless it's a complete downpour or
right.
or
a danger
nature.
With
yes.
with a lightning strike. So basically, that has helped a great deal, because if you sign up for a season, you're going to get to play the season.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, that is fantastic. Obviously, there's spring things, there's summer things, and there's fall things, and these are constantly going around. There's even stuff in the winter to do. What about, does the park district get involved in football very much, or is that kind of the why? You know, some agencies kind of have their thing, and to me, the why was always football. But is there football at the Quincy Park District?
Taylor Rakers and his wife created a Quincy Football League for flag football. And they utilize Park District facilities for that.
But that's a private thing with them?
That's through,
yeah,
through
okay.
them as well. And,
okay.
And, you know, he talked about running for a couple of years and maybe handing the reins over to the Park District just due to the time constraints that it takes the
Get
toll
it up
on
and
them
going.
With his family. So that's something that we're looking at for in the next couple of years.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, Kyle Jacoby and all the people on that team that are recreation specialists, they're trying to provide all these things for kids. But the Park District, Rome, also, you know, if I want to have, you know, my own ball league or something, as long as it fits into your schedule, I can rent that or I can do my own thing, right? I mean, you actually let other people use your facilities.
Absolutely. Yep. You just call down to the main office, and we have a grid with all of our fields, and so we know what's available and what's not, when and where, and how many hours that they could use each month for them. And
so just, if I want to have a charity softball tournament or something,
yeah,
as
I
long
mean,
as it fits in with your schedule, I can rent the park.
You know, most of our, you know, the turf fields, to be honest with you, from March 31st through July 15th, they're booked every single day.
Yeah.
You know, with our programming and the tournaments on the weekends. But then after that, there's a lull in the summer to where, you know, Napa Heights has their family picnic out there with the whole group. So they have a baseball tournament out there. And then Huber has a tournament out there for all their staff as well. So anybody can rent the fields for the
okay.
day or the weekend.
Well, that sounds fantastic. What about swimming? I know it's too early to talk about swimming, but is that also part of what you do, Kyle, or is that out of your venue?
Nope, that's under me. So
okay.
I run Indian Mountain Pool out there. We have swim lessons and water babies that you can sign up for right now. You have different sessions in June and July, so just go to our website and sign up.
Have you seen a problem with only having one pool?
We have not. So our sessions usually are almost full, usually each time when we do lessons. So we are glad they're full. That way we have a full class and get through them. It's kind of more fun with more kids rather than less kids in our classes.
Okay, good. The other thing is golf for kids. I know that there's a new program. The Range at KC is working with somebody. I thought it might be the Park District to have like a junior golf event. Are you guys involved in that? Have I got the wrong sponsor for that?
We are not, but we have our own junior golf program.
Okay.
It's $35, and then with that, there's six different sessions of training. It's Monday through Thursday, different ages, different dates, and then the youth gets the back nine pass included in that, so they can play all summer long for that $35, and then that comes with golf instruction for the six times with David Morgan and George Schrag out there.
Okay.
Those are in April and May.
So, again, we're very blessed. We have Mark Christensen Academy. We have a lot of other things. You know, there's other areas and places where you can do these things. So, but the Park District itself, if somebody wants to learn to play golf, you've got golf lessons for the junior golfers.
Go on our website or call down to the office at 217-223-7703 and get your son or daughter registered for any of our programming.
Okay. The batting cage will be open. You can rent the paddle boats. There's all kinds of things that are coming up. Before we kind of close it out on recreation and get into money with Rome, the really exciting part. Property tax replacement, before that, really, the excitement of that begins. Is there anything else you want to tell us about, Kyle?
So we have our date night events coming up here, February 28th and March 1st. Registration will end on the 17th, but we'll still take them on the 18th for the morning. Our batting cage opens March 28th. We have archery going on as well right now.
Now, where is that at? Is that out at Mormon Wavering?
So we're doing it out at Game Masters right now for
indoor. Game Masters, indoor, yeah.
So we're having that out there, so you could sign up for that. And then once May rolls around, then we'll be at Bob Bangert Park down by the office.
Makes sense to be down at Bangert Park. And, of course, you've got, like, a skateboard ramp, and you've got the parks are open all the time.
Yeah, mountain bike park and everything going on. So we have our mountain bike skills clinic coming up March 23rd as well. So if there's anybody that wants to sign up for that, just go to our website.
You have to teach boys how to fall off a bike and ride over and make a jump and be daredevils. So I thought that was something they just knew all on their own.
Try and teach them from not falling.
Ah, teach them, be a daredevil, but be safe about it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how we all survived when we were little. By the way, you'll be happy to know that when Mormon Wavering Park was being developed, before it was a park, I lived out there. And man, when you guys started building out there, those dirt piles you left were fantastic. I was never so sad to see that park get developed. One day I came home with a car, and my mother said, "How did the car get mud all over it?" "Well, I don't know, Mom. I have no idea." She goes, "It's even on the roof." I said, "Mom, I just don't know what happened. One of my friends lives on a dirt road." I didn't have the nerve to tell her that we'd gone through the barricade and was jumping my old Chevy Impala up and down on there. I was doing Dukes of Hazzard activity. I think the statute of limitations for the police department to get me has fallen out. So, but that's why we'll talk about how expensive insurance is for the park district. So it's people like me that do things like that, right? That you have to. No comment from Rome first.
Each and every day.
That was before his time. He's not going to take well up here that. So if anybody wants to know anything more about park district events, obviously you have a website. Usually have some kind of printed material, and there's playground activities that are also supervised. How would people who are listening say, "I want to get my grandkids or I want to get my kids involved, and I don't even live in Quincy, but I want to know more"? How would they find out more?
So if you go to quincyparkdistrict.com, click on our registration button, and then you have a list of all our programs and activities there that you can click on, and it'll have a description, and you can register for them there.
Okay. We're not going to say completely goodbye to Kyle. He might chime in, but we're going to turn our attention to the big dog, Rome Frerichs, right after we get back from this commercial break. It is 9:31. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, turning our attention now away from recreational opportunities. Thank you to Kyle Jacoby for telling us all about that. I mean, if you're an adult or child or teen or whatever, senior, and you can't find something to do in the Quincy Park system, you're just not looking. That's all there is to it. And the man in charge of making sure that the circus tent gets put up every year is Rome Frerichs. He's been with the district for 20 years. I think you've been the executive director for about 11 now. Have you been in charge for 11 years, Rome? You can't remember? Hard to say?
Probably 8 or 9, maybe.
At least 8 or 9?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Okay, good.
Time flies when you have fun.
I was trying to give you even more experience than you got, but you got plenty of experience. Last night, they always talk about finances, and the finances are on target. It's only the first month of the year, so let's not get carried away, but your benefit from the state came in on target. It is going to be less this year probably than it was last year, but everybody's expecting that, what they call PPRT. But the Park District is on target for budget, so they should be able to complete other projects. And wow, have we got projects to talk about. This morning on the news, I talked about the new Madison Park bandstand. I don't know if bandstand is the correct term. It's not going to look like what's in Washington Park. It's not going to be an old traditional bandstand, but it will be a performance stage that can be used for any kind of performance down there, whether it's the park band or whatever. Tell us about the scope of that project.
Yeah, last night we just approved the design and engineering work to start that process and get that to come to fruition. We're working with the Quincy Park band on that, so the park district set aside $200,000 out of our capital projects for this year, and then they're going to fundraise the other half of that. So it's going to be, you know, all concrete surface, and then with a nice, you know, kind of shell over top of it to keep the elements out, and then, you know, we'll have some projectors that can come down for our movies in the parks in the future, and that way it's not just for concerts. It's anybody can have can rent it in the future and have a little family outing or a family gathering there as well.
Yeah. So even if there was an oration or a play or outdoor theater or whatever, it's a stage and it can be used as such. And there won't be any permanent seating, from what I understand.
No, there won't be any permanent
seating.
That's
smart, because you know then the grass is still there and you can still use it as the park. But it's nice. Madison Park has kind of become the home park, Washington, the central square, but Madison, the kind of place where you bring your lawn chair, you listen to stuff, you look at stuff. The kids can go over and play on the swing set if they get too rambunctious and burn off some steam while mom and pop and grandma and grandpa can sit and listen to the park band. And this is a good time to mention that years and years and years ago, the Quincy Park Band was under the auspices of the Quincy Park District, but they are totally separate from you. You don't...
They're just an affiliate
of ours.
They're
an affiliate of ours. They pay for everything themselves, right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So they're actually going to contribute to this permanent structure.
Absolutely.
Which they're going to allow other people to use.
Yes.
So that's a really good cooperative arrangement that you have going there. So will that be done this year?
You know, we're hoping to have the final design, you know, this summer. And then once the park band finishes early this fall, then hopefully have all these bidding documents out on the street and, yeah, have hopefully 80-90% of it complete and then just wrap up maybe next spring.
Yeah, you don't really need it in January and February per se, so it'll get itself done on a timely fashion. And next year we'll have a brand new staged area there at Madison Park.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
And the old showmobile. Are you junking it? Are you trying to sell it to somebody? Are you?
Well, what we'll do is, you know, we'll put it through a public surplus sale like we do with our extra equipment. State law, you got to do that.
Right.
So, you know, there's a couple different entities that are interested in it.
Sure. I mean, if you
there's a lot of labor involved in it, you know. So
when you want to move it, there's a lot of labor. If you just want to put it up, it's not in the best shape that it used to be, but if you just wanted to permanently put it up somewhere,
yes,
it wouldn't be bad. It's when you have to move it around that it's really
well. You
pain,
got
right?
Four guys to tear it down, move it, and set it back up, and these are the same guys that are cutting trees and mowing and cleaning restrooms at the same time. So, you know, when we keep moving it, other projects are not getting completed at the same time.
It was a good idea for its time, but now it's time to move it forward. What else is on the docket? I know a lot of people are concerned about the marina and what's happening at the marina. Give us an update there, please.
Yeah, so, you know, we were fortunate to receive a $3.5 million small boat harbor grant that was earmarked for the Quincy Bay. It's the lower bay, so everything from basically the dock to the big flag on the tip of the island. So that, like I said, $3.5 million of hydraulic dredging, and that will really help the lower bay get the 8 foot of water depth that's very needed for recreational boaters.
Right now you have 8 inches in some places. I mean, there's almost a tree growing out in the middle of the river on the dock.
There is a small island growing out there.
It's a small island that will be removed.
And then this is great because then that kind of ties into the Cubera group with, you know, Chuck Velmheimer was very intricate part of this with Mike Klinger, Jeff Rakers, Glenn Sanders, and myself have been working tirelessly behind the scenes for the last probably 4 years, and we received $42 million for the entire Upper Bay, which basically goes from the bridge that goes over to the marina all the way up to the triangle and through the cut-through. So that will improve all that watershed up north of us and make improvements to the cut-through to keep the siltation from coming through the bay and landing right in front of the Arkiller Marina.
The problem with the cut-through has always been, it's nice to have a cut-through, but it just allows the silt to come in and the slower-moving water and just, you know, it's just been dredging, and water depth in the Quincy Bay has been a problem for years. So is this a permanent solution to this problem, or it'll just slow it down? Because Mother Nature cannot ever be tamed completely.
Well, you know, part of that Cubera monies as well is to be, you know, build a bunch of different elevated islands to when we get the high water flooding events and plant a bunch of nut-bearing trees on there to slow the sedimentation to come down, to drop it on those islands. And then make a bunch of modifications to the cut through to where, you know, the boaters will actually have, you know, come through the cut through and then head south.
Instead of,
And then head north to where there's going to be a rock and weir system being built to where deflect the sedimentation coming from the main channel and direct that back into the, and keep it in the main channel as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a better design, more well-designed than in the past years when I was a kid, and it was just, you know, the cut-through was north-facing. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was just, you know, why don't you just open up a trough and let sand come in? Now, one of the things you're talking about, though, is every time you dredge, and that's a huge dredging project, all that dredge has to go somewhere. And so this has been another thing that people don't think about, but when you're the executive director, you have to worry about the environment and all these things that you should be worried about. What are you going to do with all that gunk that comes out of the river?
Well, our current spoil site couldn't handle the 33 to 35,000 cubic yards that they're talking just with this, the first small grant, small, $3.5 million, which is phenomenal. We were told that we were approved with another spoil site on the Quincy Island, so we were in the process of receiving quotes from some local contractors who knocked down the trees before April 1st due to the Indiana bat. You know, you can't touch any trees after April 1st because this, all the way through the Bill Klinger Trail at sections and through the island, it's a great breeding ground for the Indiana bat. So we're going to beat that time frame and then get some trees cleared and that way create another spoil site for all this sedimentation.
And that will be right on Quincy Island?
Yes, just west of the road and just south of the restroom.
So this will build up, an artificially little mountain, little hill there will be built, and it will be then planted with these nut-bearing trees and other things.
Yep.
And so when the river naturally floods, which you're never going to stop that, animals, et cetera, can reach that high ground. There'll be a food source there for them, and
Absolutely.
It'll be a way for, you know, the island will take some of the brunt of that and everything. And, you know, again, the Indiana bat, I mean, God love them. I'd rather there be, you know, an Illinois bat. I really don't like the Indiana bat, but I guess they have to have their day in the sun, too. But just things like that. After April 1st, if you don't have the trees cut down, you can't do it because there may be a nesting area that you're... So there's a lot of things. I think sometimes the average person says, why doesn't the park district do this? And I bet the first thing they think of is the Indiana bat is probably preventing them from doing that. You really do have a mission to care for our lands. It's not just recreation. You want to keep wildlife and everything, don't you?
Yeah, you want to be good stewards and always make improvements to the land as much as you can. You know, just be a good caretaker and improve it as much as you can.
When you put this spoil, as you call it, this dredge material, will it also help to maybe form a little berm around? Is it going to, you know, you've got the log cabin village over there. You've already got a playground over there. Those areas are prone to flooding. Will any of this dredge material that's being put over there, will it help
No, it won't have any effect on anything else.
The river's going to do what the river's going to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Speaking of things we have to do, we have to take a break, head up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening on the farm markets. Rome Frericks, the executive director of the Quincy Park District, my guest today, along with Kyle Jacoby. If your children want to be involved or if you want to be involved in Park District Recreation, just go to their website. Plenty of things to sign up for right now. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Rome Frericks is here, and he's got his big book of things that the Quincy Park Department is going to try to accomplish this year. We've talked about the Madison Park Bandstand. That will be ready for next year, but most of the work will be done this year. They're going to do a lot of dredging in the marina. They're always trying to get more boaters to use the marina. That's been a big thrust of theirs in recent years. What are some of the other projects that you've got coming up, Rome Frericks?
Another big one that we're going to be breaking ground on is that $600,000 grant that we received from OSLAD, Open Space Land Acquisition and Development. We're going to do another playground shelter restroom similar to Lincoln Park out at the Wavering Park just east of the Avenue of Lights Field off of 36th Street there, and that will be all-inclusive playground, so all mobility devices can get from 0 all the way to 6 foot and utilize all the slides. So that's a big one.
And that little swing you have.
Yep.
That wonderful swing that my cousin could roll her wheelchair on.
Yep.
And, you know, the first time that somebody uses that hasn't had something like that before and you see the joy in their face, you're like, wow. It may have taken a long time to get the first one going, but now, you know, people just understand that this is the way.
That's why, I mean, we can't reserve the Lincoln Park shelter anymore because of the amount of buses from Missouri and Iowa that come on a daily basis, because the closest playground like this is Lake St. Louis in Springfield, Illinois.
Well, that brings up my pet peeve, but it's really not a pet peeve. It's just I wish that there was a way, since I'm a taxpayer. We open up our park. You know, you see a bus down there from Palmyra or Monroe City or Hannibal, you don't come screaming out of the Park District office, hey, you're not taxpayers of the Quincy Park District. Get your kids out of here. Mm-hmm. How difficult is it? Of course, once they come to Quincy, hopefully they'll use our restaurants. They'll help our economy in general. And the parks is an economic driver. Look at the tourism you're bringing in. But it is difficult. You're open to all, and so much of it can't have a turnstile put on it. It's not like the pool where you can charge an admission, or the Westview where you can charge a golf fee, or even the marina where, you know, it's going to cost you X a year to keep your boat there. There is no charge to walk on Bob Mays Park. There is no charge to play in our parks. They're absolutely free. That's a concerted effort by the park district, the park board elected members, and you as the leader to say, we're going to build these fabulous things and we want everybody to use them.
Last year, we had 194,000 different cell phones utilize the Bill Clinger Trail.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by my house. But since it requires physical effort, I, of course, am not. And I wouldn't take my cell phone with me on a walk. So there's probably a lot of people who don't, I'm one that can be without their cell phone for 2.2 seconds. So repeat that number again. I want to hear that again.
Over 194,000 people spent at least 7 minutes on the Bill Clinger Trail from 24th Street to Bonasinga Drive.
And that's different people.
Different cell phones. Yep.
That is.
So we could track where you came from before you came to the trail and then your one stop after. So like the Mormon Wavering Complex, we had 274,600 people visit that park last year. So we can tell you that they went to, you know, Texas Roadhouse after they left the park for a baseball tournament, or they came from work to the park, and then this is where they went, home or whatever. We could track you before you there and leave. Just cell phone numbers. We don't know who you are or where you, and just with your zip code.
Now, just like I'm irritated, not really, but you know that all these people get to use it without paying any tax, you may be irritated. The city of Quincy has a food and beverage tax, which you don't get any out of.
Well, but
right?
No, I mean, they did, you know, they gave us $300,000 for the two T-ball fields. And that's food and beverage money that, you know, the park district never receives, but they helped us, and that's why our tournaments are doing well out there at that facility.
Well, you know, tourism is not just coming to look at a historical monument or our pretty architecture. Tourism can also be people coming to town to play in our disc soccer, our mm-hmm. disc frisbee golf, whatever you call that, disc golf thing.
Disc golf.
Frisbee golf. And they can be people coming here to do all of these other things, to swim in our pool, et cetera. And this does enhance the economy. So the Quincy Park District's a little bit different. For Hannibal, for example, you'd be under the auspices of the city. You're your separate entity with your separate property taxing levy. But a lot of towns, the Park District is part of the city. What are the advantages that Quincy has because you are a separate entity with your own property tax? Or do you think it would be better if eventually it just rolled in under city government?
No, I mean, we're 8% of your tax bill. Our pension is fully 100%. We're overfunded. You know, I came from a fifth generation family business. I knew what it was not to be able to buy a pencil back in the day. So we are very conservative, and I got David Morgan, the director of golf, Mike Bruns, Kyle's boss, you know, Matt Higley, all the directors, Marcello, all buying into this to where, hey, if you own it, would you do it? If the answer is yes, let's talk about it. But if you're saying no, you wouldn't do it if you owned it, let's not waste my time or the taxpayers' money on stuff. So we're very, very, I'm going to say tight.
No, frugal. Frugal,
you know,
is a good word. That's a positive way to
have,
say we don't
great
spend money we don't
have. We have great
have.
Reserves. We paused on the trail for 2 years so we could do the 27-hole irrigation replacement. So now we're going to go back and hopefully do another section of the trail next year. But that's how we can, you know, keep our, you know, everyone's taxes very, very flat or go down a little bit just because, we don't spend the money unless we have it.
So this new all-inclusive park, and what other things do you have coming up?
Speaking of that, so that the playground down there in Lincoln Park is 10 years old, so that's going to get another $140,000 new surfacing on it. It's that rubber. That's real comfortable. We're doing resurfacing all the courts at the Mormon Wavering Complex. So there's 6 pickleball courts. There's a foosball court and a basketball court. That's going to get done. We're going to replace our last shelter on the island. That's, I think, 15 over the last 15 years.
You've replaced 15 shelters in 15 years.
Yes, one a year.
Yeah, one a year. And that was just, we've got to do it. We've got to keep on
track.
They
were all wood, right. And it's just a lot more maintenance. Now these are all steel. They're maintenance proof and bulletproof, literally. So that's our last one. We're doing our last road repair for right now in the foreseeable future. You know, we've probably spent over $4 million in the last 10 years on roads within the park, so they're all brand new, whether asphalt, toll and chip, or concrete. Madison Park, where we're doing the 2 tennis courts there, we're going to keep those true tennis courts because of, you know, the community wants them. You know, we've talked to the Racquet Club and the Tennis Association, and that's what they want there. We're earmarking another $125,000 for the Paul Dennis Complex. You know, we were gracious enough to receive that from the Paul Dennis people.
Used to be the old Quincy Soccer League. It was a private thing. It was,
So that's 20 acres and 7 fields there. So we made some major improvements with the parking lot there.
Yeah.
So now we're going to build a really nice 5 to 12-year-old playground there. So that's kind of a southeast community park now, neighborhood park. So we're going to do swings and a really nice playground and update the shelter and the restroom there as well. And just a lot of little maintenance on the infrastructure that we have. Like I said earlier, we're up to 1,025 acres, so it's, there's just a lot of improvements that you need to keep rather than just keep building new.
We've only got about 2 minutes left, so I want to ask you a question. How do you decide as a director, because you have to give guidance to the board, how do you decide as a director when it's time to add land or when it's time to say, no, not yet, Because every time you add something, whether you get the raw land or you build something, you've got to maintain it down the road. So how do you make those decisions? What factor go into deciding? You know, if I said, let's say I said, I want to give you my farm, and it abuts the city of Quincy, and I want to give you that 100 acres, you know. It's not just like, great, let's take it. Because once I give it to you, I'm expecting you to maintain it, and then, of course, somebody will want you to build something on it. So you've got to make some decisions about how big you want to get.
You know, when we were approached by them, you know, the director of parks and I, and, you know, we kind of sat down and came up with a budget and say, hey, you know, we need another full-time laborer now because this is 20 acres and weed eating and cleaning and we need another mower. So, you know, you tell that to the board, say, you know, I know it's free, but it's not free, you know, because, you know, we'll have $800,000 almost $900,000 in this facility in less than 2 years. You know, again, that goes back to where we were very frugal and we had that money without having to raise taxes. And we, you know, we pulled it out of some areas that we were setting money aside for future projects. So we just kind of tapped the brakes on those projects and utilized that money for this 20 acres that's inside the city limits. That's hard to say no on when our soccer programming is just going through the roof right now on numbers.
I mean, if you hadn't taken it, it could have been lost forever because, let's face it, a housing development would go up there and then, you know, more people would live there and they'd say, well, why don't we have recreational activities here? And then you'd have to go out and buy land. So anytime something's given to you, it is not free,
yeah. But
it's nice to have. Closing 30 seconds, what would you like people to know about the Quincy Park District Rome Ferrix?
Go to our website, like Kyle said earlier, and all the registration is open, and we're looking forward to some nice weather and seeing everybody back in the parks.
Take a walk, and he's really mad that the state of Illinois is collecting his golf cart tax, but we won't go there, because I want his blood pressure.
That's another day.
We'll let his blood pressure stay stable for right now. Thank you, Kyle Jacoby and Rome Frericks from the Quincy Park District.
Thanks, Mary.